Hello, this is Jamie Flam, and welcome to another episode of Gatekeeper. I guess calling this an episode might be a little bit of a stretch, as it's probably going to be about 3 minutes, if that, of me rambling, because guess what? I'm on a vacation. I am recording in a cabin in Big Bear, California, up in the mountains, about 2.5 hours outside of Los Angeles. I drove up here this afternoon. I have a few days away. I'm 4 days into a vacation that could not have come sooner. If you've been listening to this podcast or you know what I do, you know I'm a booker of a comedy club, which could be stressful. And the last couple of years has been difficult to get away. And so now I'm sitting in this cabin, and the carpet in here is like straight out of 1972, orange and browns, and all the cupboards are yellow, bright yellow. And it's so charming. I feel like I'm in a different time, a different place. I don't know why I'm continuing to ramble. I think at this point it's clear that there's nothing to be gained from listening to this. I'm only recording it because my producer, Andrew, is convinced that it's important to put out something, anything, than nothing, because the listeners of this podcast demand and have an expectation that they're going to get something. So this is that something. I have some sort of something in my soul that's telling me that I should prove Andrew wrong. And so if this is pissing you off as much as it's probably pissing me off, that is pissing me off. It's not pissing me off. I'm not pissed off. I guess I'm pissed that this is my 17th take and I'm supposed to be relaxing, and yet here I am in this yellow and brown kitchen in Big Bear, taking so much time to record an inconsequential piece of content. So if it's affecting you adversely, email us. If you're enjoying it, let us know too. I mean, there's nothing wrong with positive reinforcement. But again, if you are enjoying this, you might be of the minority, because you know there's no sort of inspirational advice. There's no conversation with anyone but me speaking into the ether, into a QuickTime audio recording that, you know, if the past is any indication, if the last 20 minutes is any indication, this will be deleted and I will start from scratch. This futile exercise in nothingness. But what am I saying? There's a Tiffany lamp in here. That's kind of cool. There's a bunch of mugs. You're probably wondering, what did I get at Trader Joe's before I got here? Well, I got a bag of mini bags of trail mix. Popcorn, of course. Some soup, some honey to put on the popcorn. A couple cans of tuna. I will be going to the other market so I can cook something up. Coffee, of course. Coconut oil. Some dried mango as a little treat. A dark chocolate bar that's in the freezer. Fun fact, I was actually up here in Big Bear not 2 days ago with my writing partner, Vanessa. We came up here last Sunday, and we're here for 2 nights in a different cabin, but actually a very similar cabin, not quite a 70s-ish, but where we just wrote and disconnected for a couple days. We wrote an entire script, and the rest of the time was basically spent watching reality TV, which is, you know, you probably watch it. I haven't been watching it that much, but it's as garbagey and addictive as I remember it. So I guess this has become a plug for reality television, maybe. So make this a plug for getting away and how important it is. I've been so stressed out at work, and it's been just at a fever pitch. The last episode we recorded a week ago, I had not slept for 48 hours. I was sick, and the stress was just finally starting to take its toll on me. And now here I am, connecting with nature again, and reminding you, if you're still listening, God bless you. If you're still listening, get out. Go talk to a tree. Go run in a field. Go partake in a sport that you like. Go out, take a big deep breath. Commune with Mother Nature. Call your parents, call your friends, break out a notepad, jot some notes down. Now I'm just naming things to do. Play a video game. Go on a horse. Take a class on telepathy. Moon people. That's when you show your butt to them. But don't do it in a weird way that gets you arrested. Do it in a fun, loving way that you could talk your way out of if the authorities took you in for that mooning scenario. If you told me even 30 seconds ago that there would be an extended riff, calling that a riff is actually probably a disservice to riffs in general, but I wouldn't have believed you. That would have told me that I would have been saying that I think this is where I press buttons and then leave. Have a wonderful life, and I will be back with another episode of Gatekeeper that will be far better than this next week. I love you very much, Jamie Flam. Signing off.